Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. Can we stand together, please, this morning? Heavenly Father, we're so grateful today to be your children. Thankful for Jesus, our Savior, for this beautiful Christmas morning. Thank you for our family gathered here in the house of God today. We pray that your presence would prevail in this place and that Jesus would be highly exalted. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to accomplish your purpose in every heart today. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Let's worship the Lord together this morning.
Thank you. To
today. Hallelujah. 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 Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we declare once again this morning that it is good to be in your house, to be amongst your people, to be in your presence, and to be able to just shout out praises to you today, Lord God. We declare that you are worthy of the highest praise today. And so we give you our very best. And we celebrate you today, Jesus. We welcome you into this place. We roll out the red carpet, Lord God, and we invite you to come and be front and center today as we set our eyes and our hearts upon you. May you be glorified and magnified in this place today. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's give him another hand clap of praise today. Amen and amen. Well, Merry Christmas once again, First Assembly. So good to see you and have you today in the house of the Lord. Before you are seated today, and before we actually have you greet one another, we want to mention someone else that is celebrating a birthday today. Manny Nkwacha. Manny, wave at everybody real big. See Manny back here? He was born on Christmas Day, so let's congratulate him and wish him a happy birthday. Are we missing anyone else today that was born on Christmas? Anybody else today that's as cool as Manny, born on the Savior's birthday? All right then, well, happy birthday, Manny. And before you are seated today, take a moment and reach out and greet one another. God bless you this morning.
Better than silver, better than
Yes. Thank you, ladies. That is the subject of our scripture reading this morning. One verse of scripture will be our Christmas morning message, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Could you say amen? God is a giver. James chapter 1 declares that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from our Heavenly Father, who does not change like shifting shadows. God is a giver, and God is a cheerful giver. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 where the Apostle Paul writes the instructions to Christians about the spirit of giving and reminds us that God loves a cheerful giver. And I suggest to you this morning that when we give out of love, we always give cheerfully. And God is the great giver. He's the God who loved us. This morning, we're going to take a quick journey through John chapter 3, verse 16, and remind ourselves of the great gift of God's love that he has given to us as his people. Consider with me, first of all, this morning, this loving God. God so loved the world. The object of his love was the world. That includes you, that includes me, that includes people who are not like you or me, that includes people on the far sides of the planet, that includes those who are religious and those who are not religious, that includes the whole wide world. God loves the world. The object of his love, the world. Notice the overflow of his love. God loved the world so much, said Jesus in John chapter 3. That word so is a word of overflow. He loved, and many people say they love, but there's never any action corresponding to the love they say they have. But how many of you understand with me this morning that love is always an action word? Not just a feeling, but an action that moves us towards something. And God's great love moved him toward giving. A loving God gave a lavish gift. That gift is described for us here in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. What an amazing thing that is to think about. All of us here this morning are Christians, probably in the room. If not, at least, you know, perhaps even if you're not an active follower of Christ, you know about Jesus and you know about Christianity and you know about the gift of God's Son. But if we did not know about that already, that would be a shocking reality to us, that the gift of God's love was so lavish that it was the gift of His Son, His shining Son. Jesus, the Son of God, who reigned and ruled with the Heavenly Father in eternal glory in heaven. And yet God loved the world so much that when it came time to pay the price for our salvation, God was willing to send His shining Son to this dirty world. Aren't you glad? God loved us so much that He sent the shining Son. One of my favorite names for Jesus comes to us at the end of the book of Revelation. The Bible declares that Jesus is the bright morning star. When I think about the morning star is that star that's still shining after all of the others have faded away. Jesus is the shining sun. That makes this lavish gift a shocking sacrifice. That God would give His only Son, not only to come to this world, but to enter this world in human flesh, to live in this world, to experience the troubles and trials and sufferings of this world, and ultimately to lay His very life down on the old rugged cross, dying there as a criminal in our place to pay the price for our sins. Jesus, God's shining Son, died on the cross for us, a lavish sacrifice. And provided in that lavish gift as a lasting gift, hear what the scripture says today. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Do you like to give a gift that keeps on giving? Have you ever seen a child receive a gift on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning and the gift takes up about half a second of the time of their time and then it falls on the floor and is never touched again? Sometimes the value and the preciousness of a gift is short-lasting. But the gift that God has given is a long-lasting gift. It's a gift that goes on and on and on forever. It's the gift of embracing forgiveness and the kind of forgiveness that God offers to us today and has offered to us through Jesus is the kind of forgiveness that washes away our sins, removes those sins from our record. The Bible says that those sins are never to be remembered against us again. And His forgiveness not only washes away our sins, but brings us embracingly into the presence of God our Father. And we are a part of the family of God, living in the favor of the Lord forever. Forgiven and forgotten. That's what our sins are. Because of the great grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. This lasting gift is the gift of embracing forgiveness, and it's the gift of an everlasting future. I love the gospel is summed up in this one little verse of scripture. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. No wonder we rejoice this morning. Amen. No wonder the church is filled with people today who are here on a Christmas Sunday morning when we could be doing 1,000 other things. We are delighted this morning to be here together to worship and celebrate the great gift our God has given us. Could you say amen? And because of that, we are filled with a lot of gratitude. That's our fourth and final point today. And we read the words from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. That chapter we mentioned a moment ago, a chapter about giving. It's interesting that the Apostle Paul writes the entire chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 10, about giving in a love offering. But in the middle of it, the Apostle Paul includes this word of thanksgiving to God for His giving to us. When Paul writes, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Would you stand together, please? And worship team, would you come? I want to say a special word as we prepare to close our service this morning, a special word of appreciation to our worship team, all of those who have served us this morning and last night, our tech people upstairs, our security people, everybody who's been a part of the process of enabling us to have worship services on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. Could we give a hand clap of appreciation to those who are serving us today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I remind those of you who were in the service last night that we concluded 2 minutes early. And for that reason, I'm claiming the 2 extra minutes this morning so that we might go till about 10:32 today as we sing together one of my all-time favorite songs, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Let's sing together today. You and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you great peace and great joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless you today.